What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the show. I'm here with Nate Arrington, a junior on the Carlsbad High School baseball team. How are you doing today?
Awesome. I'm doing awesome.
Okay, great. I wanted to know, how did you get started in baseball?
I basically grew up playing it just like pretty much all the kids on our team. But it kind of became important to me around my eighth grade year whenever it started to slow down. I really started to enjoy pitching a lot.
What persuaded you to take the baseball route? Because I know your brothers, and one of them went and played football in college. One of them went and played basketball in college. Why'd you choose baseball?
I don't know. I just really enjoy the game. I really like the slow pace. I don't really like that the fast game of basketball or football. So slowing it down really makes me like it a lot, I guess.
Okay. Well, speaking of your brothers, how did they influence the way you have grown as an athlete?
Well, every day is a competition with them. If they never let me win, so I was always trying to win. So I just became a competitor, so it was just easy that way.
Awesome. What kind of mentality, I mean, I know we talked about your brothers, but you know, you probably consider your teammates your brothers as well. Is that true?
Yes.
What kind of mentality do you guys have going into this year?
Basically just like humble, being humble. We won state last year, and that's awesome, but we can't get big-headed, and we just want to be aggressive, too.
Can you give us a little bit of insight of what it's like in the locker room?
We're pretty close as a team, actually. I've been on plenty of teams, and we're one of the closest I've been on a team, and it's nice because we can count on each other, and we can pick each other up, and we can also discipline each other, you know.
How do you guys keep it so close?
Going to Bible studies together, going and doing stuff like outside of practice, hanging out. I mean, it's just spending quality time with each other.
And you guys kind of stay out of trouble because of it?
Yeah, basically we keep each other accountable.
How do you guys like the new field, the new turf on the field and everything that's come with it?
It's different, but we love it. It was cool to see like different things change and stuff, and it's just really cool. We really love it.
Has it taken some getting used to get used to like the hops on the turf and the things like that, even though it's a truer fielding?
Yeah, it's definitely, we've definitely had to get used to it, like in the outfield, like the big hops, that's definitely something we had to get used to, and the turf, it's just different, but it's better.
Should we expect a whole lot of ground rule doubles this year?
I hope so.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. What about the gear that you guys rock? I know you guys do Nike, right?
Yeah.
Primarily?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you like that?
I enjoy it. I really enjoy Nike products all around, so I'm all for it.
Do you guys get things given to you throughout the year? Do you guys, how do you fundraise? What do you guys do?
No, at the beginning of the year, we have to fundraise a certain amount to get our equipment. But this year, we actually got New Balance turfs and cleats, so that was different and cooler. So.
Awesome. So I think one of your best attributes is being a pitcher. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What are your pitches?
Yeah. I throw a two-seam fastball and then a curveball. A circle change and a cutter.
What would you consider as like maybe your 1-2 punch as a specialty?
My curveball. I've been working on that thing since I can remember, so it's pretty developed.
What are we looking at, a 12-6?
Yeah,
12-6. Okay, very cool. So yeah. You're a Clayton Kershaw fan? Is that who's your pitcher role model?
I'd say Cole Hamels.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What is your favorite thing about baseball?
My favorite thing about baseball is the quality time you spend with your teammates. You know, it's a long game, and you make a lot of memories during the game.
Absolutely. What would you consider as your favorite baseball team, college and pro?
My favorite college baseball team would probably be UT. I really enjoy watching them. And then pro-wise, I like the Philadelphia Phillies.
Are you allowing Braden to influence your college decision here?
No, not a chance.
Okay. So what kind of improvements are you looking to make on your game this year?
I'm trying to be more accurate and, of course, try to improve my velocity at all times. So just being more accurate, more consistent on the mound.
Okay, well, we've kind of concentrated on pitching. What about in the outfield? What had made you choose playing the outfield after, you know, you pitch and things like that?
Honestly, I wish I didn't play the outfield, but
really?
First base would be nice, but, I don't know. I'm pretty fast. So I guess playing the outfield is where I should be.
Okay, cool. And then what about hitting? What is your game? Is it power? Is it speed?
It's just making contact and trying to get on base.
ASB is sponsored by Yum Yum Yogurt, Farm Bureau, Bobby Bowen Insurance, and Albertson Supermarket. Nate, what did it feel like to win state? Give me every bit of your description.
I started the championship game, and I was nervous as love. I've never been more nervous in my life. I don't think I ate one thing that morning. After I got done with my four innings and no runs scored, I was completely happy.
You did very well.
Thank you. I was just very happy. And then when Trev got on the bump, I was super confident in what he could do. And then things went for a turn, and I was kind of nervous again, really nervous. Yeah. And then we won, and I was in right field. And I just remember that last strikeout and just running towards the pile, and it was just the craziest feeling of my life.
With it being so, I don't know, nerve-wracking, what did that make it that much better?
Yeah, we weren't supposed to win it. Rio Rancho was supposed to win it. They were the number one.
Of course.
And their crowd was way bigger than ours, you know, and just a lot of things pointed to us not winning. So just winning it just felt so awesome.
I appreciate you talking about the fans because I was in that fan base and you're talking. No, I'm just kidding. All right. What fuels you, man?
Just to get better every day, just to be the best I can be, I guess. I'm just trying to be better than my brothers too. So.
Okay. Absolutely. What's a funny moment from either this year or last year or any time during baseball?
I don't know. Maybe last year because we had the wall in front of our dugout and I remember someone just eating it, trying to jump over it one time, and it was just the funniest thing.
You don't want to drop names.
No, I don't remember, actually.
What would be your favorite quote? Do you have one?
I would choose a Bible verse, Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God.
Okay, why does that speak to you?
It just kind of reminds me that no matter what, God's there for me, no matter win or lose, Jesus is there for me.
Awesome. Okay. What would you consider are your top hobbies outside of baseball?
I don't know. I don't really have a hobby. Just hanging out with friends, I guess, could be a hobby.
Hanging out with friends? Really? Is that going to be on your yearbook quote?
I don't know. There's not much to do other than sports. Baseball takes up a lot of time. So.
Okay, cool. Do you have any pump-up music that pumps you up before the game?
I don't know. Just a Pandora playlist, I guess.
Okay.
Just Pandora.
What's the playlist?
Rap, hip-hop, and pregame.
Okay, there you go. What is your walk-up song?
It is Wanna Be Cool by Donnie Trumpet and Chance the Rapper.
Okay. Why'd you pick that? Does it say anything that maybe works for you?
I kind of like what it says. It says, I don't want to be cool. I just want to be me. And I'm just not trying to be like everybody else.
Awesome. Okay. Do you have a March Madness favorite to win it all?
I would choose UCLA.
UCLA. Why is that?
I'm a fan of the ball dude. And then I also like Alford and his dad.
Biggest upset, what do you think? Any teams
know.
Come to mind?
That region with UNT and Duke and UCLA is going to be pretty.
I'll urge you towards New Mexico State beating Baylor.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll take that one.
Well, yeah, you're going to do that? Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Nate, for being on, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.